Hello everyone. I really wanted to do a video like this, where I just have a bit of a ramble and tell you just why this all matters so much to me. I'm not presuming to speak for anyone else, and I don't have a script. This is all coming off the top of my head. So, there's something unique about gaming, and there's something unique about gamers. Because I think gaming is the closest you can possibly get to a perfect meritocracy. There can literally be no special favors. Especially when you're playing to win, which I think most people are. Even if it's cooperatively, you're still playing to win. And the only thing that matters is your success within a predefined set of rules, and your ability to manipulate and control the situation to your advantage using your own God-given gifts and well-honed skills. There's literally no other activity like it, really, that really exists as such an individualistic, meritocratic community. There can't be any special favors. You can't really fake it. And so you have to be honest about your level of skill. And something I find really interesting is that I don't have the time or money to play a lot of games. So what I end up doing is playing a couple of games a lot. And so I choose games that I know I can play for a long time. And so when I tell people, no, I haven't played that game, they don't bat an eyelid. They just tell me about the game. But when a social justice warrior says, I haven't played that game, and not being gamers, they're not really that bothered about that. I don't like that I haven't played a lot of games. These people don't care. Which is why I quite stridently defend the people who play Call of Duty. I have actually got no desire to play Call of Duty. Cheat codes aside, the only people who come at the top of the rankings in Call of Duty are the people who deserve to be at the top of those rankings. You just can't have corruption in a system like this. You can't have nepotism. You can't have special favors. It's as pure as a meritocratic system can get. And so legendary players are known for their legendary playing skills. And that makes it really special to me. Because my dream world would be a perfect meritocracy, where the people who worked to earn the skills and put them to good use had the rewards. Unlike the system we have now, where cronyism in any walk of life is putting people where they are. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Except for in gaming. In gaming, it is only what you know. There are no denying the results. Cheat codes aside, of course. And so, I can't tell you how much I want to keep gaming like that. I don't want games where people get participation ribbons. I don't want games where I'm having my hand held all the way through the goddamn game. One of my favorite things about getting a new game is figuring out what I can do. I don't like to just be, you know, told absolutely everything that is possible for a character to do. And then when you discover something that you didn't realize you could do, it's quite exciting. And suddenly you can incorporate it into your repertoire of tactics. I really wish that these social justice warriors could understand that, look, what you guys are talking about, all the things that you guys are talking about, are very unimportant to the actual business of gaming. I don't care what my... I mean, I really don't care about graphics. I really don't. Nice graphics are, well, nice. But if it's a boring game, then it's a boring game. And all the nice graphics in the world aren't going to keep me playing it. And conversely, the game might be ugly as sin. But if it is so much goddamn fun to play, I will begin to love how ugly as sin it is. Minecraft is the perfect example of that. And do you know what? I haven't played a minute of Minecraft. And do you know why I haven't played a minute of Minecraft? Because I would lose my life. Fuck my game, fuck my YouTube channel, fuck everything I do. I would be building ridiculous shit in Minecraft. I took one look at that when it came out and thought, maybe when I'm retired, maybe when I'm an old man, you know, I would love, absolutely love, to build a giant Minecraft ziggurat. But no, I know I shouldn't, because it looks like it's about as addictive as crack. And no, I have too much I want to achieve. So this is why I'm so offended, so deeply, mortally offended, that these corrupt bastards are meddling with my hobby. They're meddling with my perfect meritocracy. It really, really pisses me off. Because gaming isn't part of the wider world. I know that sounds crazy to say, but nobody in the wider world was interested. It was always gamers. It was always people who had the same kind of mindset as me. How good is it? Not how fucking inclusive is it? How well does it represent the Alphabet Soup Brigade? How good is it? And good things go to the top, and bad things go to the bottom. That's how it should be. And that's what they're trying to change. That's what they've been actively doing, in fact. That's what all of this collusion has been about. Getting people who follow their inclusivity ideology famous, gamer famous, and making their products sell, and letting people who are just making good games fall by the wayside because these people wouldn't recognize a good game if it jumped up and bit them in the face. They don't care about games. They hate the term gamer. They are for corruption. They think what they're doing is just fine. I regret nothing. Oh my god, we talk, you guys. What a surprise. No, you fucks. You don't understand what you're doing. And maybe I shouldn't even be making this video just in case one of them has the goddamn sense to actually listen to it and then realize, shit, this is actually a lot more deeper than we were expecting, and we're going to have to make some serious changes, because I don't want them involved. I don't want them meddling. They have got no right to be meddling in games because they are not gamers. I'll let Henry V show you exactly how I feel about these people, because I'm pretty sure that Henry V was a gamer too.
Read them and know. I know your worthiness. My Lord of Westmoreland, Uncle Exeter, we will aboard tonight. Why, how now, gentlemen? What see you in those papers that you lose so much complexion?
I do confess my fault, and do submit me to your Highness mercy.
To which we all appeal.
The mercy that was quick in us of late by your own counsel is suppressed and killed. You must not dare, for shame! Talk of mercy, for your own reasons turn into your bosoms as dogs upon their masters, worrying you.
See you, my my princes and my noble peers, these English monsters. What shall I say to thee, Lord Scroope? Thou cruel, ingrateful, savage, and inhuman creature.
That didst bear a key of all my counsels, that knewest the very bottom of my soul, that almost mightst have coined me into gold, wouldst thou have practiced on me for thy use. May it be possible that foreign hire could out of thee extract one spark of evil that might annoy my finger. 'Tis so strange that though the truth of it stand off as gross as black and white, my eye will scarcely see it. I will weep for thee. For this revolt of thine, methinks, is like another fall of man.
I arrest thee of high treason by the name of Richard, Earl of Cambridge. I arrest thee of high treason by the name of Thomas Gray, Knight of Northumberland. I arrest thee of high treason by the name of Henry, Lord Scroope of Masham.
Hear your sentence. You have conspired against our royal person, joined with an enemy proclaimed, and from his coffers received the golden earnest of our death, wherein you would have sold your king to slaughter, his princes and his peers to servitude, his subjects to oppression and contempt, and his whole kingdom into desolation. Get you, therefore, hence, poor, miserable wretches, to your death, the taste whereof God of his mercy give you patience to endure, and true repentance of all your dear offences. Bear them hence! Now, lords, for France, the enterprise whereof shall be to you as us like glorious, since God so graciously hath brought to light this dangerous treason lurking in our way.